Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another installment of What Does It Take? Today it's a special episode. I got another friend of mine, and this time we're going to be talking about what does it take to complete your master's. This kid, one of the guys I've known for quite a while, went to varsity with him. UP, computer labs or something like that. And yeah, we've just been killing things together every now and then. And he was like Isaac Nape. So I don't know if you're comfortable using your government name or your street cred now.
Isaac Nape is fine.
Now we're talking about completing your master's, my kid. You went and done completed yours in 1 year, 6 months.
Yeah.
All right, nah, man. Congratulations.
Nah, thanks.
Mad props. Some of us could probably out of our honors if it was.
And you're compelled to go back.
I'll go back soon enough. Okay. So that's why I'm arming myself with a little more preparation. But yeah, so just to get it off the bat, what would you say goes into completing your master's in good time? Because, you know,
I think it's about the amount of time you spend doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's nothing really special.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like athletes.
Yeah.
If you want to beat Bolt, Usain Bolt, you need to run and try to run as fast as possible every time you practice.
Mm-hmm.
And time is the main key.
Yeah.
And yeah, so with me, the secret really was working from Sunday to Sunday.
Mm.
You know, having 26-hour days instead of 24.
Bad, man. Like 8 days in a week, basically.
Yeah.
One thing I think you'd probably not say is the preparations that went behind starting the master.
Like preparation is in the background.
Yeah, like choosing the topic, yeah. Choosing the supervisor, choosing the school. Because
in fact, what my co-supervisor said when I joined them was, you know, the most intelligent decision you ever have to make is having to choose the right supervisor. It's not even about the topic.
Mm.
It's about the supervisor. Because if you have someone that can guide you well, then climbing the intellectual hill becomes as easy as nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because firstly, you have people that guide you, and secondly, if those people are good enough, you also aspire to be as good as they are. I think it's mainly about the people that you choose to work with,
mm-hmm.
than anything else. Yeah.
And because I remember when you started it, you went from UP, honors, UP honors, and then which schools were you considering vets?
I did think of UCT, but they didn't want the type of things I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I looked also at UKZN,
mm-hmm.
but I went particularly for the guy I'm with because he's very good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Andrew Forbes, he's produced, I mean, he's supervised the guy Sandy Lenovo, who came up with the first digital laser in SA,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's working with students like Bienvenue Dagan, who's published a very famous paper right now in Nature about correcting quantum channels of classical light.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So you just look at the type of things that the person does and look at the type of people he works with, and you can tell that now.
Mm-hmm.
This person really knows how to work with shit.
I hear you giving props to the supervisor, but also while we were talking before this, you mentioned earlier you published 3 conference papers and 3 journal papers.
Three conference papers,
mm-hmm.
One, I was working with that friend of mine, Bienvenue, who's a PhD student,
mm-hmm.
and he was mentoring me. And two were kind of related. They're also on characterizing quantum channels,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is on like a famous science experiment which is called the quantum eraser,
mm-hmm.
and that one was really exciting because it's an idea my supervisor came up with, and of course he likes saying that He likes giving ideas to brilliant students and seeing what they can do with it.
Yeah.
And I just took it and fixed it up.
Right, met close. Yeah. So which journals did you publish it?
One was Peer Review A. It's under the American Physics Journal. And the other one is in Optics. I forgot, but it's part of a bigger journal called Elsevier.
I've seen most academic papers from that publication.
Yeah.
You
know. Both international. Yeah.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is something interesting with researchers. These people read papers, quantum mechanics, computational what, and they still forget simple things like a publisher's name, the titles of their papers, and you know, things you'd think, or the titles of their projects even, things you'd think that, okay, that's the first thing they would know. But yeah, one thing I need to know, well, with regards to your master's, I get there's different types of master's. There's one I'm wishing to do sometime in the future, master's by publication. I'm looking into that, and I don't know what
I took out of master's by dissertation.
By dissertation.
Yeah.
So you had to do a defense of.
No, in fact, at Vets you don't have to. The thing is, as long as you attend a lot of conferences, see you've already presented your work and you've had it criticized by some fellows from the scientific community.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's only fair to let you submit what you've worked on.
Mm-hmm.
And since you've already presented, why take you through the miserable process of repeating the same thing that you presented to a million people again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then your bumpy stick is poor.
That's true.
So you said the 1 year, 6 months, the breakdown.
So I spent the first 3 months with, they gave me literature to read, stuff to learn. And I also had a lab partner who might follow what he was doing. He'd also give me a couple of tasks. And also, I worked mainly, in fact, in my first 6 months, or rather the whole of last year, the whole of the first year, I worked mainly with my co-supervisor, Melanie McLaren. And she was just showing me how to turn the knobs, how to get everything to work. And then I spent the rest of my 6 months working on the experiment. Yeah. And then the other 6 to write the dissertation.
Yeah. And then you said the writing was a gruesome task because.
The thing is, it's one thing to have an idea in your head and to be able to understand things in your own way.
Mm.
But it's another thing to make people understand, because at the end of the day, when you write in a dissertation, you want to show someone that you can articulate whatever you are working in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to show them that you are a master of that field.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite difficult, because sometimes you try to be too technical or it's not necessary, and whatever you're trying to explain ends up going on a tangent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, it's the writing is the challenging part. It really took me 6 months, and I think I even drove my supervisor to drinking.
You drove your supervisor to drinking?
Yeah.
How? Why?
No, it's just a joke. But yeah, it was really, it was challenging. But once you've done it, you know how it works, and it comes easy.
Yeah. And just to stress on what you said with regards to the it's a Monday to Monday, 8 days in a week, 27 days, 27 hours in a day.
Yeah.
Then, I remember during December when while the rest of us were chilling, Christmas, you were busy writing the paper, like Christmas Eve,
I was busy working. Ah, man, you know what? Everything we love comes with sacrifices, especially the things that we choose to pursue as like our niche. And such things come. I mean, look, everyone has a choice. On weekends, you can chill, go out with friends, do whatever you like. Or I can chill and do my work. That's chilling too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends, you know, on what you want in life, it's not even that. It's if you have a goal in mind or a target you'd like to reach, you do whatever you have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to play around within these little social rituals that we've come up with. They're just social rituals
to
make our families happy. You know, of course, you have to do that.
Mm.
But if they understand what you're trying to do as well, they'll support.
And everything has a stand.
Everything has a stand.
Yeah. But one other thing, I think one of the things I always bring up when I'm talking with friends with regards to academics and stuff is funding for the studies.
Yeah.
Like how many are the especially it's even worse if you really not knowing who is gonna pay for the fees or equipment or books or even just normal things with ballpen. So, did you then pay for the masters out of your own pocket,
no,
or what funding?
Luckily, I got funding. The funding was actually from the DST combined with the CSIR.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a little program for optics and photonics,
mm-hmm,
to fund students to do research in it.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that maybe it's to, you know, to get more people interested in doing optics, since it drives most of the technologies that are easy being created.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can have some people in the country that have these expertise, then maybe we can also someday develop our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. But yeah, on the funding thing, you know, that is a serious issue. Like, I think in almost every country, like all the students that are made from different countries all complain about funding. So it's really an international problem. You know. Because as much as, I mean, also, yeah, think of the fact that, like, in South Africa, for example, everyone is under, I mean, we all think that, you know, to get somewhere, like, we need to go to university. Of course, we'll flock the universities, will be a lot, so there'll be for shortages of funding,
mm-hmm,
and stuff like that. So at the end, whoever gets the funding is whoever fights for it. And by fighting, I mean, you know, intellectually.
Oh, okay.
The marks talk.
Oh, okay.
Sadly, that's the currency.
It's in Kamazo.
It's in Kamazo.
I'll not tell one of my teachers. So, Metega's full, just because. I found out about a fight, finally.
Calm, calm. No,
man, I hear you. But now that you're done.
Yeah.
Graduation party, you know?
The graduation party, sure. I've never seen any of that stuff. Like, maybe for you, you know.
Just to
like,
say,
I'll celebrate someday. Maybe when I build my mom a house,
mm-hmm,
you know. I think that's worth celebrating. That'll show that really,
mm-hmm,
everything I've done has gone towards better in my life and someone else's life.
Mm-hmm.
But partying, yeah, I'll maybe do something small with my friends,
mm-hmm,
and chill. But hey, man, as black people, we have very little to celebrate.
Actually, we have a lot, but the thing with me is I agree with you fully, because personally, even in the things I celebrate, I barely ever celebrate things, or, and people around me, every little thing requires a celebration, considering all that is happening around us. But at the very instant, I'm also saying, well, celebrations are not for us, they are for the people around us. Me personally, if you
that's
were
true.
Graduation party, Isaac, just give us a reason to sip on what we want to sip, or give us a reason to be and then we'll just put your name on the banner, come through 1 hour, and then we'll hashtag it. Look at that, say something. But yeah, so now that you're done, Kim, PhD time.
Yeah, man, that's the next goal. Yeah, which is why I don't want to celebrate now. I think I'll be happiest when I have the PhD and I can finally choose a serious direction which I'll take in life, you know, something more stable after that.
Yeah,
then
so
I'll celebrate. Yeah.
Yeah, so what you looking at for the PhD?
Maybe industry.
Huh?
Industry.
So you
you mean like with the PhD, what am I going to look there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to carry on with the same thing. So I didn't explain this, but so I work in quantum optics. You know, we look at problems like cryptography. Like if you look at classical cryptography, the current methods that are used rely on how to solve problems.
Mm-hmm.
But that means that if someone smart is able to find a way around that hard to solve problem, then the systems that we're using become obsolete.
Yeah.
So we need something better.
So I think that happened with the older cryptographic technologies, whereby computers actually got quick enough.
Which is the problem, because like physicists are currently working on what they call quantum computers, and those are theoretically known to be able to solve like the RSA encryption algorithm in a matter of seconds. There's actually an algorithm, it's called Shor's algorithm, that can factorize two big prime numbers that are multiplied like that. So that's a problem.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is we're working in with on quantum cryptography, which instead of relying on a hard to solve problem, relies on complexity that's provided by nature. You know? So which seems like it might become something big someday. I mean, Japan, Toshiba has is already selling technologies based on this quantum
computation.
Well, it's called quantum, like on quantum cryptography. But they, in general, they call it a quantum key distribution.
Key distribution.
So, I mean, the Japanese are working on it. The Chinese are already doing it. They've been sending up satellites and teleporting quantum information. So, it's a booming field, and it would be nice to see something like that develop in SA.
I think I remember from some of the links you post on Facebook, something to do with the quantum key distribution.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that if someone else reads your information,
you can detect it.
Yeah, you can find out.
Which is something you don't get from classical communication system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fundamental law from physics.
Right.
The fact that you can be able to detect any disturbances that are introduced into some system that you prepared in these quantum regimes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was just a crash course on quantum key distribution. For a long piece of sale, we just cover these white papers on the internet. Or on Facebook, use Twitter.
No, I'm actually trying to reduce my presence in social media. If I'm not sharing science, I won't share anything else.
I basically know something about quantum computation from all the stuff he posts and the stuff he sends me that are related to computer things. I'd recommend following him, seeing everything that happens there. But anything else you forget it? Like, what has been the highlight for you?
For me?
Yeah, during the whole...
So, born as a young black kid in SA, you see USA in the movies and science got me to go to the US. So, true science, kids.
Nah, guys, that's called you twice. You can also get the any place, but science is not the only way.
But the fella go to Dubai.
That's a certain point. But one other thing is like mental health. I don't know, because while I was in varsity, that's something I'd see a lot of people suffer from. Because, you know, being so focused on the books and stuff, you let a lot of stuff go down. So, do you have any points on that or anything just to keep safe? You know? Because, like I said, book or so half, that's why most people feel like a degree.
Enough from what I've learned, you know, I'm a workaholic. I was spending Sunday to Sunday.
But
also, you know, when I have time to hang out with people, to chill, I make the effort of actually making sure I see people, engage with people, you know, tell them about my research, hear what they have to say about their own lives, you know, just to keep that social
compartment.
Because I think at the end of the day, isn't that what makes us sane?
Because, hey, man, if anyone is planning on continuing their studies or doing anything that requires a lot of effort, I always stress that mental health is number one. Physical health is number two. You exercise and stuff like that. So let's just do.
But I can't live alone. Look, just park and go exercise. Exercise is
that's the worst advice I've ever heard. But yeah, truth be told, sparkle is life, bro. So
yeah,
yeah.
We lived on that shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna have some exercise after this. Give it a But another thing, I forgot this point. But I don't like that because I think that's about it.
Yeah.
We've covered all we needed to cover. You got anything else to say?
No, I'm good. I just hope people get motivated to push something, pursue something, you know.
Anything.
And stay loyal to your hustle.
Yeah, so we'll move you later. And yeah, one other thing I appreciate, guys. If you see him in the street, you wouldn't say he's an academic or anything. He was a breakdance clown. He's a dancer, actually. Let me just say that. He looks like one of those cool kids who go bump and take me there. So, pretty conferencing, I'm sure. A lot of people were asking you what you're doing here, sir.
Yeah. In fact, what's nice about the conferences is there's always like a gala dinner, and I start breaking it down.
Oh, okay.
See, that's how I get contacts.
So you steal the show.
I steal the show.
Thanks for coming through.
Thanks for inviting me.
And hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, you heard what it takes to compete your honors. But just to recap, I'd say preparation is most important. Know exactly what you're getting yourself into. Look for a good supervisor, and that will translate probably into a good topic.
Yeah.
And as he said, don't give up on your hustle, and hustle hard. So
stay loyal to
it. Yeah, stay loyal to your hustle. So does that mean getting one hustle at a time? You don't have side hustles?
Handle one hustle at a time.
The
brain can only do so much.
That's it from us, Kajenu, and that's what it takes to actually complete your masters. The graduation will be a proper event.
December.
Oh, okay. Risk of specific graduation. Thanks for coming through that.
Cool. Thanks.